Chris Winslow is the executive director of GLAAD, the Gay and Lesbian Advocates and Defenders. With the defeat of gay marriage on the ballot in Maine, we thought we'd get her spin on where we go from here. Hi, Lee.
Hi there, Charlotte.
How are you?
I'm a little bit heartbroken and thinking about the future.
This is a slippery slope when the majority votes away the rights of a minority. It's pure bigotry and hypocrisy. What do you think can be done to turn this around?
Well, as devastating as it was, and I think, you know, going to the ballot on civil rights is never a good idea, it's important that we also remember just how much progress we have made and how many people over the last, really, 5-6 years since the Goodrich decision have come to embrace marriage equality. You know, I'm really heartened by some of the passion that I saw, not just among, you know, the LGBT community, but just the non-gay folks who were, you know, waiting along with us last night for the results, who have really taken this battle as their own. So I think we know what we need to do to move people, and it takes a long time. It takes a lot of one-on-one conversations. It takes people being out. It takes people having hard conversations with their friends and families about why this is important. And, you know, it does take years, and it's possible to do the work.
In Kalamazoo, Michigan, voters approved a non-discrimination ordinance that covers sexual orientation and gender identity. And in Washington, a majority of voters are backing the state to expand domestic partnership law. What do you think about this?
Well, I think it shows how we have moved forward. And, you know, in 2005, Maine voters also voted to extend non-discrimination protections based on sexual orientation and gender identity and expression. So we've moved people around non-discrimination. And I think polls in Maine show the vast majority of Mainers support civil unions. And we need to acknowledge and be somewhat humbled by the reality that marriage touches a deep emotional core for a lot of folks. And partly as I look around New England, I've been thinking people can accept same-sex couples getting married, but they are not yet at a place to affirm it. So if the court rules, if the legislature passes it and they don't have an opportunity to vote, I think people will accept it, but put them in the ballot box and they just can't pull that lever for what they think of as gay marriage. So we have some deep work to do to bring people to this next step.
Last March, GLAAD filed a lawsuit in federal district court in Massachusetts challenging the constitutionality of the Defense of Marriage Act, DOMA. What's the status of that case?
We're in the process of responding to the government's response to our complaint. So this is the briefing process. It will be done by both sides probably the end of February, beginning of March, and at which point the judge will schedule an oral argument at the trial court level. So we expect that to happen in the spring with a hope that we get a decision from the court in sometime in the fall of 2010.
Obama continues to state that he's in favor of repealing DOMA. Do you believe he'll follow through?
He does say that he's in favor of repealing DOMA. There's been no indication at this point that he's willing to expend any political capital to do that. I think if Congress presented him a DOMA repeal bill, he would sign it, but I also haven't seen any signs that Congress is anxious to take this up anytime soon. So, you know, although there is expressed support, I don't think we can rely on anything coming out of the Congress for the next few years.
Massachusetts Attorney General Martha Coakley filed a suit against the U.S. government to seek federal marriage benefits for about 16,000 gay and lesbian couples who have been legally married in Massachusetts since 2004. Now that Coakley is running for Senate, how will this affect the case?
Well, we don't know whether she will be elected. If she's elected senator, we don't really know who the next attorney general will be. But what we do know is that this is a lawsuit that does have a lot of support in Massachusetts and has a lot of support in her office. So we certainly hope and assume whoever follows her will continue to aggressively pursue that suit.
Has there been any word that the Glatt case might be merging with the Coakley case?
We haven't heard anything from the judge at this point. He certainly has the ability to consolidate the cases, but yet he hasn't given us any indication of what he plans to do.
What about the California case? Do you have any idea where they're coming with that?
Well, at that, I think they have an actual trial scheduled. I don't remember if it's the end of December or the beginning of January. So that case is moving along.
Obama signed the Matthew Shepard hate crime bill. What are your thoughts about this?
Well, I think it's a wonderful thing, and I believe it's the first time that Congress has passed a bill, a positive bill, that supports the rights of the LGBT community. So I think it's great, and it's great that he signed it. And it's taken a long time to get that bill signed, which is an indication of how slow legislative activity can be. And, you know, there's certainly a lot more legislation that we'd like to see passed. So I want to celebrate the significance of the moment, but also acknowledge, you know, it's one moment, one piece of legislation, just one step in a much more comprehensive journey.
With the escalation of the war in the Middle East, when do you think that they'll address Don't Ask, Don't Tell?
Well, that's another one that it's just really hard to predict. And, you know, I think it is absolutely true. Obama has a lot of big things that he's addressing. And certainly, Don't Ask, Don't Tell, all of our issues are significant. And I'm not completely surprised that he is not pushing them, given the things on his agenda that he is pushing. I would like to see him doing more, but I also have some sympathy for his position. And what that says to me is we have to be unrelenting in our work and our advocacy, and we can't rely on Obama to take the lead. We can take advantage of the fact that he doesn't oppose us, that he will support our legislation, but we have to keep the pressure on the legislators and on the political process if we want to keep our legislation moving forward.
What do you think about the recent National Equality March? What do you think it accomplished for the LGBT community?
Well, I think it certainly showed us that there's a lot of energy among young people. That's great. You know, if most of the organizing was done by Facebook, that they were able to bring out a significant number of people through these new media ways of organizing. So I think there's a lot for us to learn about that energy, that activism, that method of communicating. And, you know, I certainly think grassroots activism is always a good thing. As always, the challenge is to find ways to continue to use that energy now that the march is over and for people to be active at home on issues that are going on locally.
They had something in the neighborhood of about 50,000 friends on Facebook, and 250,000 people showed up. That's pretty amazing.
It is. It's very impressive.
What's next for GLAAD?
We will certainly be continuing the work that we have been doing. We'll continue with our challenge to the Defense of Marriage Act. We're continuing marriage work in Rhode Island. We're continuing our trans work, our other non-discrimination work. And we'll be sitting down with our partners in Maine and talking about how we continue to move forward in Maine, because we are committed to moving forward in Maine and in everywhere else in New England.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through times like this?
I know there are people who, like, are so articulate and they have a quote for every occasion, because the only thing that comes to mind is Gloria Gaynor singing I Will Survive.
That's great. We do have to keep our sense of humor in these situations.
That's right.
We really do. Well, thank you so much, Leigh.
Well, it was a pleasure, as always. I wish it was for a happier reason, but it's great to talk with you.